Gossip and all things juicy.
Oh,
it's the AMPM report.
Okay, hello, Mark, and big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday day. Is it still Aries season, Sean?
Yes. All the way until the 19th.
Okay, I got to give Aries there, too. All right, well, big happy birthday going out to every one of my favorite writers, producers. Babyface is celebrating his birthday today. He turns 61 today. Also, DC's own Kenny Lattimore turns 50 today.
Okay, welcome to the club.
Yes, and actor Steven Seagal turns 68. And sportscaster John Madden turns 84 today.
We ain't seen him in 25 years.
But people are playing the games, right? The Madden?
Yep.
All right, and also in other news, Toni Braxton and Birdman are getting married this year. Yay. Mm. What is that for, Mark?
I expect more from Toni, but it's okay.
You expect more? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I want love. I want someone to speak her love language.
Birdman
I don't know if he talks her love language.
You know what? Okay.
I'm with you, Mark.
Anyway, Toni, they said
make that Nola clap.
You know it. They've been going back and forth on wedding dates, and she said they had a great date, but the wedding was getting too big, and they just wanted something small. She said he said it was okay if they even did a drive-through wedding, so they are going to be getting married later on this year. So
is we finished or is we through?
You know what? Why are you hating? That is just so wrong. Anyway, in other news, everybody's talking about the coronavirus, of course. Well, Rihanna's dad is recovering from the coronavirus. He had it, and you know he's out in Barbados, and so she is definitely keeping him in prayer, the family. Also, in other news, your man, comedian Tracy Morgan, is getting a lot of heat right now. Now, he was on the Today Show. Did you see it, Mark? He was on the Today Show. He had a fun-loving interview, basically. Basically, during the interview, he said some things later that everybody's kind of upset about. I'm going to play a little portion for you right now.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining in for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant. And we're role-playing a lot now. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
So that was the first thing he said. That wasn't really controversial, but this is the part that everyone is kind of talking about.
The struggle is real. Now we're struggling. People want to criticize the president, but imagine being the president of a country and half your country got sick. So it's difficult for him. We all got to pull together as people. Now is not the time for blame and all of these other things and anger. It's here now. We got to just be together. We got to all stay safe. Nobody wants to transmit it. Nobody wants to attract it. Nobody wants to get it. Mm-hmm. So let's just stay safe and do the protocol that we have to do.
Okay, so I don't understand. Why is everybody upset about what he said? Tell me what you think.
Two words. Black Twitter. Black Twitter. Black Twitter will be upset with a lot of things. At the end of the day, we all think the president is a doofus. But I think we are trying to move to the positive space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. The dragging piece, and it's Tracy.
All the craziness he said.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like, but you know, Black Twitter don't. Hey, they
so
don't.
So you think it's Black Twitter?
No. And I'm gonna stop saying Black Twitter because I don't want to get dragged. I'm a prime suspect. Prime example. Allison Seymour's husband ain't do nothing. He need to shut up. He's a nobody. He's the Stedman of Washington, D.C.
We want to hear what you think. Do you think what Tracy said was out of line, or do you agree? Or what do you think? Call us, 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now, 202-432-WHUR.